You know, you've heard me say before, every time I think I get an original thought, I find out that it was done or thought about before. So then I always use, when I think I got something that is really good, and I'll use that disclaimer in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. What is here now has been here before. So I do think people get original thoughts and different things, or we wouldn't have patents and inventions and all that. But for the most part, as we learn the Bible especially, and we pick out things and catchy phrases, and did you know that most of our catchy phrases in this world all came from the Bible? Yeah, they have. Sometimes the world takes credit for it, but it all comes from the Bible. Like, two are better than one. That comes from Ecclesiastes. Just an example. But there's a lot of other ones. The apple of the eye. You are the apple of my eye. Well, that comes from God's word also. There's a whole bunch of them. But I've been thinking about knowledge. And when knowledge hurts. Now, we did a study in the book of Proverbs before COVID and was really an interesting study, because Proverbs, written primarily by Solomon, although he didn't write them all, but it is simple little catchy phrases about wonderful things of life and how we can be protected from the evil one and all that. So it's really neat. But as strange as Proverbs are familiar, the book of Ecclesiastes is not so familiar. I think I read someplace that the ratio of readers of Proverbs versus Ecclesiastes is probably 1,000 to 1. So what makes the book of Ecclesiastes less popular than the book of Proverbs? Because it was written basically by the same person. Well, you know, we like to read books that people write about transformation in their life and the different things like that. It's a book of encouragement and all that. People's personal testimony, you know, people journal, and then next thing you know, they turn it into a motivational book and all that. That's pretty cool. And I think that's what's so special about the book of Ecclesiastes. It's a very significant book, and I don't think any of us should miss it. I look at it quite often, and I think you'll find some blessings in it for a lot of different reasons. I think it was Solomon who realized when he went astray, and he was given all that wisdom in Proverbs, and he fell into a period of, lack of a better term, sin, and fallen away from grace, that he sat down and wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. Because the book of Ecclesiastes in verse 2, he says, this life is meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. He said, he goes on to say that everything is meaningless. You know, it's like peeing in the wind. I cleaned it up a little bit, because, you know, it blows back on you. But how does one hold the tension that reality in our worldly existence is a gift from a loving God? Now, I think the point highlighted over and over in the book of Ecclesiastes is, he said, all is vanity. The fact that such a fragile life is best lived in the fear of God. And that word, I think, fear is better translated love, but that word also, fear, translated reverence and awe. That we stand in awe of a mighty and a loving God. So, I want to share a little bit about chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes, verses 12 through 18 in the Living Translation. I, the teacher, was king over Israel. Now, Solomon's talking about himself in Jerusalem. And I applied my mind to study and explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God had laid on mankind. I seen all the things that are done under the sun, and all of them are meaningless. It's like chasing after the wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. Oh, I said to myself, look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone who ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom, and also a madness of folly. But I learned that this too is chasing after the wind. For much wisdom comes, also comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Wow! For with much wisdom comes much sorrow, and the more knowledge gives you more grief. We do live in a fallen world, and knowledge often brings with it pain. I think that's why Solomon, the teacher of Ecclesiastes, he observed this, and he said, with much wisdom comes much sorrow, the more knowledge, the more grief. Think about that. Who hasn't envied a child's blissful ignorance? You know, we are in a world where we focus on racism and this and that, and black against white and white against red, and you know, all the craziness. But I love watching children. Now you go to a place or a school or something like that, and all the kids are out there on the playground. They're just having a good time. You know, they don't know that they're playing with a black girl. They don't know if they're playing with a white boy. They don't know nothing. They just enjoy each other and have fun. So what happens as we grow older? We get things put into our minds and different things, and then we pick up this or that. Well, racism. It's sad. Because the more knowledge we get, the more grief. And there is grief in racism. I like to say that I am not a racist person because I don't understand what they use by racism and where they use it to be a stumbling block among people. Worst thing you ever want to be called is a racist, right? So we as people of the living God, we are, as I like Alveda King says, we bleed one blood. Yeah, we have different skin colors and different things, but we are all children of the living God. Now, culture has a way of setting us apart in a lot of ways, and some things we like about this culture or that culture, but, you know, that's not the way we want to live, and that's okay. As the old saying says, live and let live. But weren't we happier? Think about this. Weren't we happier when we grew up and discerned our own weaknesses and vices? Were we? Before we learned our family secrets and why our uncle drinks heavily or what caused my parents to divorce? What about that knowledge? Well, you see, there is pain that comes from knowledge, and sometimes it can't be wished away. That's what Solomon was talking about. Once we know its use, we don't have to pretend about it. And pretending we don't. But there is a higher knowledge that empowers us to endure, even thrive. Jesus, who is the Word of God. Jesus, who is the light of the world that shines in our darkness. Wisdom. He has become for us the wisdom of God. That is our righteousness. That is our holiness. That is our redemption. Now, your pain and my pain sometimes is a reason to run to Jesus. Not away from Jesus, but to run to Jesus with our hurts and our pains. Because he knows us and he cares for us. Okay, preacher, how does he know me? Well, we are created in God's image. And when you invite Jesus into your heart, you don't get him in pieces. You get him God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he knows everything about you. He created you. That's what makes him the perfect intercessor. You know, think about it. Now, Jesus went to the Samaritans and helped them and all that because God loved all of his creation, not just certain colors. And he created all the races. He created all the colors. And more importantly, Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, came to experience everything that we experience. He wanted to know more about his creation. He wanted to know about their hurts and their pains and their wishes and their desires. And he did. And he showed us the way. You know, before we were called Christians, we were called the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. Now, it's one of Jesus' hard sayings, but it's a true saying. So you can go to your prayer closet and you can pour your heart out to Jesus because he understands. And I think there where he becomes the paraclete, the one who comes alongside, the intercessor, he can say, Daddy, oh, Daddy, I know what they feel like. Remember, I experienced all this and all that. Give them the grace. Give them the forgiveness. And give them all that they need. Well, something that maybe you wish for or didn't know, or something you just need to pour your heart out and you can't find somebody that you need to talk to, he's there. Tell Jesus about it. And then leave it with him. And whenever trouble comes, and we all experience trouble, and it does come occasionally, take it to Jesus. The peace that passes all understanding. And it says in the psalm, and then be still and know that he is God. Well, Father, we thank you for this little pastor's thoughts and prayers and a little bit of meditation. And we do pray. Oh, Jesus, we don't enjoy pain, and we know that it comes, and I'm experiencing some pain right now. But if that pain drives me to you, oh Lord, it's worth it. Help me work through this thing called life and hang on to the blessed hope that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the relationship we have with you, that personal relationship through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and praise you for all the prayer requests and all the people that we know about and some people we don't know about, because you know their hearts and you know that you're there for them and they're there for you. And we just hope and pray that people will come to a better understanding what it means to have a personal relationship with God the Father through the Son and through the affirmation of the Holy Spirit. The disciples asked him to teach them to pray, and he gave us a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. Let's pray that prayer together and let it sink into your spirit. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day.